the belief that you have life in yourself, everything built around that is dead in comparison to those who stand in the belief as it actually is. So the more the self is given up as something substantial, the greater your sense of self becomes. This is the paradox that exists here. But we cannot conceive how that's even possible, because the form of life we're identified with is all we know. It seems like that we would be nothing if it isn't this. But the fact is that there is no comparison to the depth of sense of self that a celestial angel has compared to us. And they are where they are because they know. There's just no question that the Lord is the only life that flows into them. And because the Lord, as love, you know, so love desires to give all that it is to another. So the closer you move to that through accepting truths, working them into your life, that's what creates this movement or alignment with how things really are. The closer our minds come into alignment, the greater the capacity of the Lord to give what is his own to us. And because he is the only self, when he is giving, what he gives to us is a sense of being a self, because that's what he is. And what we hang on to is actually resisting that. So we don't lose anything. The self you take yourself to be, that self doesn't really exist, because it's built out of the loves of self and the world and its contact with appearances. So what the Lord is seeking to do by means of the text is put in place what's needed for a new sense of self to be implanted. And that's implanted in what is good and true, because what is good and true is substance and form. It has reality. So the heavenly proprium is not us. It is the Lord in us, and it's established by means of conscience. So it's all the Lord, but it's given to us as if it is our own. And it's given to us in that way because we know that it is from the Lord and is not ours. So in what's described here in this reading, we are what sits between. So the only job of a human being is as a receiver of life. Not to take that life and claim it as its own and then go on its merry way. That's what leads to hell. That's the life of hell. It's empowering, really, you know, to know that the Lord is the only life and is your life in that sense. You know, there's no need to defend it or have to reconstruct it every time you go into a new situation, or there's a simplicity in it. Simplicity in terms of that innocence, simplicity state, uncomplicated. As soon as you get into the proprium, it all becomes really complicated, because it comes back to mixed motives, mixed affections, different loyalties, not wanting to offend them, but there's these people here that I, you know, like it all becomes very difficult to navigate. And that's a non-simple state, a complex state. But when you see that yourself is really just an instrument, a servant, really, if you think of it in those terms, when it is a servant, it all works marvelously well. But when it's the master, it's a problem.